The Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says he's surprised and disgusted at the Australian government's response to threats against Malaysian students in Australia. The students have been warned by the Malaysian government not to attend a speech by Mr. Anwar at this weekend's Festival of Ideas in Adelaide. They were told that attending the event could threaten the future of their scholarships. Late yesterday, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade issued a one-line statement saying that all students in Australia, including the Malaysian students, enjoy all rights and liberties available under Australian law. But Mr. Anwar has told AM that's not good enough. He spoke to our reporter in Canberra, Samantha Hawley.
No, I appreciate their initial response, at least giving a position, the Australian position on the issue, which is clearly known to the Malaysian authorities and the students. What is required is to suggest or to indicate that this is wrong, that under Australian laws or in democratic tradition, you cannot condone or tolerate these excesses. If you fail to do this, you seem to be condoning the excesses. And that is my surprise or disgust at the failure of the Australian authorities to do the barest minimum to say, please, back off from this sort of instructions in Australia.
Do you think that that message should come directly from our Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop?
Well, I presume that is the correct position to do, because I happen to come here on the invitation as leader of the opposition in Malaysia.
So will you be making that point while you're here in Australia, that you're not satisfied with the Australian government's response to this?
Well, I'm surprised and quite disappointed. There's clearly ambivalence. You talk about democracy promotion in Iraq, and then you seem to be condoning excesses, glaring excesses in front of your very eyes.
And what would you say to the Malaysian students here in Australia that want to come and hear you talk but are obviously somewhat concerned now because of the threat?
I would appeal to them, if they come in large numbers, we on our part will take it up in Parliament due to sit next week and also at Parliament to expose this, which means I'm quite sure that the Malaysian authority will not have the guts to withdraw the scholarship or send students back home.
The Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim. The independent MP Nick Xenophon says the Australian government's response is in stark contrast to that of the United States during a visit by Mr. Anwar there. He's speaking to Samantha Hawley.
Well, this is a pathetically timid response that will simply embolden the thuggish and paranoid behaviour of the Malaysian government. These students have been intimidated by this message from the Malaysian government. The Australian government's response is a non-response. You contrast it with the US State Department, when Anwar Ibrahim was due to speak to Harvard and Stanford universities. The Malaysian government tried this ploy on Malaysian students there, but the State Department actually intervened and told the Malaysian government this was unacceptable. The Australian government has lacked backbone on this, and it really is quite shameful behaviour on the part of the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Minister.
And do you think the Minister herself should have put her name to it?
Look, the Minister has... Look, I realise the Minister's overseas, but the Minister could have put her name to it, or the Acting Foreign Minister could have put his name to it. This is really a massive fob-off to a man whose opposition parties won close to 52% of the official vote at the last Malaysian elections just a few months ago. Anwar Ibrahim deserves some respect from our government, given that he won, even on the Malaysian government's figures, well over 50% of the popular vote, and the real vote was actually likely much higher than that.
That's the independent MP Nick Xenophon speaking there to AM. Samantha Hawley, and a spokeswoman for the Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, says the minister is overseas and the statement, they say, from the department is appropriate.